Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been called a blend of feisty and fair. You've never seen courtroom drama quite like this, different from other court shows. Lauren Lake's paternity court acts only on family issues. No battles over rent money or damages caused by a car accident. These emotional cases can have life-changing consequences for participants, sometimes new beginnings for individuals. Lauren Lake's paternity court is a two-time Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated daily courtroom show. Judge Lake is a multifaceted television personality, originally from Detroit, a graduate at the University of Michigan, earning a law degree at Wayne State University, a member of the New York, New Jersey, and Michigan bars with concentrations in family, criminal, and entertainment law. Fascinating background. A former professional singer, songwriter, producer, sang background for P. Diddy, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg. Highly sought-after speaker, lecturer, best-selling author of her 2009 book, Girl, Let Me Tell You, and interior design expert, host of HGTV Spice Up My Kitchen for 6 seasons, the HGTV Showdown Champion 2 consecutive years, go-to media resource for legal and relationship issues, and dedicated to empowering women. Judge Lake is the creator of Limitless Live and co-founder of the Women in Entertainment Empowerment Network. Judge Lauren Lake, presiding judge, executive producer of Lauren Lake's Paternity Court, check local listings for station and time, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It is wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me, Rick.
What a fascinating program. All the good that you've been able to do now in the 6th season. But what's interesting is I'm reading what this advocacy for you started way back in preschool when you challenged nap time.
You're exactly right. That was it. I started a mutiny, Rick. I was like, nap time is for when you're tired. And we're not tired, so we shouldn't have to take naps. I never forget. The preschool called my parents, and they were like, we don't know if we can deal with this child.
Well, you know, it makes perfect sense. Time for a nap. I'm not tired. It seems logical. Okay, then I really don't need nap time right now. But that started, it launched you on this amazing career. And as I'm watching the program, it's interesting because these are not actors you have on the show. This is not scripted. These are real people with real issues. They're trying life-changing issues they're trying to deal with.
Absolutely. Real people, real drama. And we say that often. We couldn't write the stuff that we hear in paternity court. These are people who are going through life each and every day and making mistakes and trying to figure it out. And I think that's why so many viewers relate to our families and root for our families, is because it is real. And whether you have a paternity issue in your life or not, I always say we're probably each about 6 degrees of separation from a paternity issue, whether we know it or not. But even if we've never experienced in our own life, we can relate to the issues that are involved in the relationships that we see play out on the show, whether it's infidelity or mistrust or a breakdown of the foundation of the relationship. Whatever that may be, people root for our families because they relate to them.
And the show is not just about DNA, that aha moment, which you have. We watch to get the advice that you're giving. Talk about that, because you tend to teach each, to treat each one of these as an individual case, and you show some real compassion for the people.
They are, and you're right. We say in our courtroom that we have more than one aha moment. The first aha moment is, of course, are you or are you not the father? But the bigger and the more important aha moment we feel is, now that you have the truth, what are you going to do with it? Because some point in time, we have to decide to be better. We have to decide to be more. We have to decide to use the resources, the truths that are in our lives to propel us into living a better life, the life we dreamed of for ourselves. And so that's what I'm most proud of about this show, is that David Armour, our executive producer, gives me time each and every show after that verdict is read, after that DNA evidence is revealed, to talk to people about how to move forward. Because at the end of the day, I want them to leave the courtroom better than they came in. And I want them to be empowered and inspired that our mistakes don't have to define us. They truly can refine us if we're willing to learn the lessons.
And when the program's over, it's not just have a safe trip home. You really have resources there for them in the studio. You oftentimes talk with the people that have been on the program. There are resources available, so there's a follow-up involved to make sure they understand the truth and how to incorporate that into their lives.
You're exactly right. As soon as our families leave the courtroom, they meet with Dr. Jeff, our resident psychologist, and they go into counseling immediately. And Dr. Jeff talks through the issue with them, talks through the results with them, talks to them and helps them understand how they make that first step forward in figuring out how to move on through life, how to get along with their family, how to accept the result. Because even if it's a result they wanted, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy reconnecting that relationship, you know, figuring out how to get to know one another better. And so it's important that we do that. We also offer up GED courses. We send people back to college, back to school. We get them parenting courses. We point them to resources in their home state that can help them, because we know this is a journey, and we want them to know that we are supporting them in every way we can.
Got a couple minutes left in the interview. Let's go back and talk about your expectations when the series started September 23rd, 2013. Did you have any idea you really would be reuniting hundreds, I think over 600 families now? You would have thousands of people trying to get on the program. Did you have any idea the impact this show would have?
I only hoped, I only prayed, Rick, that this would have the impact that it's having. I could have never in my wildest dream known that six seasons later, we would have people, thousands, almost 10,000 people some seasons trying to be a part of the show, and that this show would be so powerful in helping families realize their true potential, that we can always make the decision to forgive, to reconnect, to find out the truth, to move forward. And I just feel like it's a blessing, not just for our families, but for our viewers who are able to be inspired and empowered along with our families. And for me as a judge, I'm still a person. And my families in my courtroom, they inspire me. They're courageous. And they inspire me to live my life without limits as well and step into my own truth.
You know, it's interesting because as you're watching, it's hard not to get caught up in the emotion and the pain that these people are feeling. It happens to you as well, doesn't it?
Oh, all the time. I mean, you saw this season, season six, there was one case that Sanchez Gower was a young man in search of his father. He was almost 25 years old, and he wanted the love of a father so desperately, and he was expressing to the man we later determined was his biological father what it meant to live life without a father. And Rick, I tell you, I do my best to take myself out of it and just be the judge and usher people to their truth. But this man spoke so earnestly, the tears just flew out of my eyes, Rick. I burst into tears, and I just couldn't hold it back. And I told him, because I couldn't say it better, that I'm here to be a voice for the voiceless, and I was there to be a voice for him. But he spoke his truth better than anyone could, and it just touched my heart. And so you'll see these kind of cases and more in season six of Paternity Court, because we're all about family and we're all about helping people understand that the truth will set you free. It truly will.
Lauren Lake, our guest on This Week in America, presiding judge, executive producer, season six, two-time Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated daily courtroom show, Lauren Lake's Paternity Court. Check your local listings for time and station. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.